Wow.
Yeah.
That is too cool for school. I tell you what, I've known Sean for such a long time. We're so close, and I felt like I knew you because Sean has talked about you so much. I know that you have worked with Sean over the years in many capacities, yeah. Retreats and speaking and teaching. And so I'm really glad that Sean was the catalyst to bring us together so you could be here with us today.
Same here. Same here.
And before I turn it over to you to bestow whatever is here to come through you today, I'm going to bring Gail back in to kind of let us get set up for what wisdom you had to share with our dear friend Zoe, because we are here to live our lives. So Nancy, I'll see you on the other side. And great. Here's Gail and Zoe.
Every now and then, you gotta take a stand for something. Nothing wrong with taking a stand for your God-given joy. That's right. If the water doesn't move when you walk it, if your words can't be heard when you talk it, take a more scenic route, get rid of the fear, let go of the doubt. Somebody stole your joy, you better take it back. Somebody stole your joy, you better take it back. That's right. Crunch your own flavor loud, like a chocolate chips ahoy. Don't you dare let nobody walk into your life and steal your joy. Come on now, move the water, shake the water. Take the water till you be free. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Your joy is your destiny.
Hey, oh, hey, yeah. Oh. Pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car. Wherever I choose to go, it will take me far. I'm living my life like it's golden, 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 golden, living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden, 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 golden. I'm taking my own freedom, putting it in my song, singing loud and strong, moving all day long. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my stroll. I'll be high stepping, y'all, letting the joy unfold. I'm living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden, golden, living my life like it's 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 golden, golden. I'm holding on to my freedom, can't take it from me. I was born into it, it comes naturally. I'm swimming my own freedom, present his glory for peace.
Words didn't mean nothing. Not the salt and the shaker or the pepper on my shelf. I thought I was living for everyone except myself. So one day my teacher said to me, honey, take it back. Take it back, take it back, it's yours. So I'm saying to you this morning, take it back. Take it back, take it back, it's yours. If the world doesn't listen when you're talking, focus in on a clearer frequency. Create your own solo and call yourself liberty. That's right. move the water, shake the water, take the water, yeah, yeah. I said, move the water, shake the water, take the water, yeah, yeah. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Your joy is your destiny. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Your joy is your destiny.
Wow. Thank you so much. I don't know about the rest of you out there, but I am all filled up right now. And so as I spend this time with you, I'm going to be asking you throughout the time that I'm speaking to be aware of your experience. So for right now, notice the resonating tone of your body right now, having taken in all that life energy. Just notice how when we receive life energy, it brings us to life more. So my theme for today is really, it really is about how we're all in this together. And that for each of us, our unique individual presence makes an enormous difference to our world, not just to ourselves and what we're experiencing, but to the world around us. So I want to talk to some of the elements of being aware that in every single moment, actually, without exception, we are in an active reciprocal relationship with the world around us. By the way, I just want to mention all the shelves you see around here. I live with three cats, and those shelves are for the cats. Now, they're all sleeping right now. Hopefully, they'll stay in their morning conked out time. But just in case you see a cat jumping around, that's what those shelves are for. So the first piece of what I would like to share with you today is to talk about the fact that each of us has within ourselves what I think of as our place of core presence. It's the place where the radiating quality, tone, energy signature of who we are arises in us and flows out through our whole body, mind, being out into the world. And to have the sense, and certainly in this community, you're accustomed to this kind of idea, that your unique energy signature, your unique radiating presence is unlike anybody else's on the planet. You are a unique expression of the sacred in form. And to allow yourself to spend time in this place of core presence, this place of how you radiate out into the world. To get to your core presence, and I'm going to invite you to do this during the guided meditation, just as a beginning place, is sometimes when you follow an out-breath down to the bottom of the breath, and you settle yourself inside, whatever meaning that has for you, you are likely to arrive at your internal center of gravity, which is what I call your core presence. It's kind of, it's like your internal home base, the place where you settle. Now, there's a really interesting quality here in this place of core presence that you may or may not have noticed before. There is inside us, and this is the place in my experience and my thinking where our connection to the sacred arises. There's a place in our core that is always steady. It is never disturbed. And there are times it's kind of nice to know that you have a place inside that is not disturbed, a place where you can go to find what the Buddhists call finding refuge, where you go to find that place where you can just breathe for a moment or two, where lots of other stuff may be going on, but this place is steady and undisturbed. I don't know if you've done meditations that have taken you there, but it's really powerful to find this place of core presence, because all you need to do, really, once you're used to going there and feeling it in your body, is to take a breath and just follow that out breath down to the bottom where you rest for a moment. Also, just to go along with kind of what Gaiv was saying, within this place of core presence, we touch into our own wholeness. I'm really kind of a nut about wholeness. I'm in the school that says you're not going to get rid of anything that's an aspect of your personality or who you are in the world, because we're unique configurations and we have lots of different levels and layers of qualities that we carry in us. But I also believe in kind of a foreground-background dynamic, so that all of us is always here, but aspects of ourselves can be in the background, so they're not actively expressing in the world, while other aspects of ourselves may be right up front and right out there for doing the tasks and expressions of our life that we're living. So I believe in wholeness because I think that recognizing and owning our wholeness kind of automatically leads to more self-acceptance. When we understand that the goal isn't to get rid of parts of ourselves, but instead to be able to choose what we want to have in the foreground of our experience. And learning to go into your core presence and finding the steadiness offers us a place to settle in and have the room to be able to make choices. When we're reacting, we're not going to be making choices. We're just kind of moving along with our automatic pilot in charge. And that isn't always creating the things we would like to have people experience or have ourselves experience. There's another aspect of settling inside that can be a very helpful resource in troubling times like the ones we're in, because we are all connected. There's no place else to be but here. And so how do we find moments of respite and ease in the midst of what's going on in ourselves, in the world? There is, and it's hard to explain this, but in the background of everything you experience, I experience, any of us experiences, there is an ever-present field of stillness. It's not emptiness, but it's stillness. So behind every thought, behind every emotion, behind every action, behind every impulse, is this field of stillness. And for example, when I teach, I sometimes lean into the stillness right behind. It's not something that I may even tangibly experience, but I feel it when I lean into it. So it's another place to kind of have an opportunity to settle. You know, we know from research done in trauma kinds of processes, when we're activated, our whole frontal cortex goes dark, it goes offline. So our executive function, how we make choices, is suddenly not available. And instead, we're riding on survival responses. But I have found that having places where we can bring everything down for a moment, just a moment of, okay, I'm here and I can lean into the stillness. I can find the steadiness there at the core of me. Those can be really very, very helpful, especially when we're moving through a world that has as much distress and suffering right now as ours does. The other really important, I know you all probably already have this so nailed down, and it's really important, is that we recognize that our unique radiating presence is a gift to our world. It offers something. It is what we bring in every moment, whether we know it or not. Our radiating presence is constantly touching the environment around us, constantly. Now, also the environment around us is constantly touching us because we are all connected. So when we are in a steadier place, and it doesn't mean we're steady all the time, but when we're in a steadier place and we're radiating our presence, we're adding that quality to the world around us, which is no small thing. We are each a gift to the world. And remember, and you know this deeply, I know, we are a unique gift to the world. No one can replace any one of us. The sacred is expressing all of us in these unique ways, and each and every one of us is a gift to our immediate world, to the world around us, to our global family. So that brings me to, I am sure you all carry this in you already, but I want to underscore it, that the sacred, we could think of it as a spark of the sacred or the sacred embodied, lives in every one of us, and in fact lives in every single thing that is in manifest expression in our reality. The sacred is everything in manifest expression, no matter what. We are in relationship with the sacred when we encounter everything and anything. For example, we know we are in reciprocal relationship with our human family, our global human family, every single one of whom is a spark of the sacred in form. No matter what, the sacred is in everything without exception, at least in my experience and my belief. The sacred expresses in the vast array of our other than human earth kin all around the planet without exception. And for those of you who are comfortable with this next piece I want to bring in, the sacred is also expressing in what are more subtle manifestations, like nature spirits, spirits of place. Now, there are many cultures where these lives are taken for granted. Western culture doesn't really as easily accept that there are spirits of place, that there are nature spirits, that there are subtle realities that we don't perceive with our five senses, but are very much part of the world we live in. One thing I've found over many years now, because I live in a world where everything is alive and related, I'm in relationship with everything around me. Now, this may sound a bit wackadoodle, but in the morning, I thank my bed for offering me a night's rest. I thank my household gadgets that make my life work. I have plants, I have the cats living with me. I find that offering gratitude to everything around me certainly enhances my life. And I want to draw on something from a spiritual teacher named David Spangler, who is the founder of incarnational spirituality, which is a whole approach. He talks about the idea of heightening. And what he means by heightening is when we acknowledge and appreciate life around us, we are offering it an enlivening experience. So I want to ask you to think of the last time someone came up to you and went, hello, I'm so glad to see you. And notice what happened in your body. You kind of, it would be hard to resist that you wouldn't suddenly feel more alive. And in David's teaching, this is what we can bring to everything around us, not only to each other as humans, not only to our other than human earth kin of animals and plants and all of that, but everything. And if we really buy the idea that everything is the spirit in form, is the sacred in form, then our acknowledgement, appreciation, and gratitude are having a real impact on the, however those lives are configured. I always figure anything around me is made of the same kind of particles my body is. So there's life in everything, even if you don't buy the fact that the spark of sacred lives in everything that is. There is life in everything because everything's made of molecules and particles and pieces and living essence of some kind, even if it's just energy. Energy's alive also. So I just want to offer this as a way to ramp up your sense of being in relationship all the time and to practice this idea of heightening, of appreciating, acknowledging, expressing gratitude. So the other thing I want to offer today that is a practice I engage all the time is think about qualities that you value, that you like to express. What comes to mind for me is the essence or the quality of love or kindness or compassion or ease. In my world, now I was raised in a very different kind of world. My childhood was spent in a multi-generational home with my grandmother, my family, my aunt and her son. And my grandmother was a healer and also happened to be clairvoyant. So I lived in a multidimensional world actually growing up. And one of the things that she always talked about were the living presences of embodiments or representations of these kinds of essences. Like imagine for a moment the idea of the spirit of kindness, or however it would make any sense to you. And I remember when my sister and I used to take our mother out for a weekend jaunt when she was alive, I would tune in the morning to the spirit of kindness to ask that archetype or living presence or whatever to fill me for the day, so that I would be orienting to expressions of kindness. And I would find at the end of the day that had an effect. So I would invite you to think about doing that kind of practice, like choose a quality in the morning, call on that essence to fill you up, and then notice if it actually has an impact during your day. So I'd like to talk quickly before we do the meditation. I want to just talk a little about subtle activism. Now, you all are already doing subtle activism all the time with prayer. And there are various ways to engage subtle activism. And all subtle activism means is I'm doing something on behalf of some situation or person or condition that is not immediately here. We know from quantum science now, the idea of non-locality, that there's not really any there. We're all connected in a dimension where space is not a consideration. So subtle activism just does what prayer does. It looks to send to whatever we choose some quality, energy, or intention that is used for healing. But I want to just share one thing to offer for today, because I'd like us to do our meditation on a subtle activism orientation, focusing on Ukraine, or if you're not wanting to do that, to focus on whatever you might choose. One other piece from David Spangler before we jump into this. He talks about offering prayers, blessings, light, if you're sending light, to the overarching spirit of a place. Because what he's saying in this, which I thought found interesting, I hadn't heard this before, that spirit is going to know better than anybody where the light is needed. So I just wanted to offer that as an alternative to your own sending light directly to something, which is perfectly fine, as we do our meditation. Just want to see if there's anything I haven't. Nope, I think that's about it. So let's get ready for meditation now. And it's going to be a little over 5 minutes. I'd like to guide you into it, and then I'll be silent for a bit of time while you engage your best experience of subtle activism on behalf either of Ukraine or anything else you might choose. And so for our meditation now, let's begin. And I'd like to invite you to just hear at the beginning to settle on in the way I described when I first started talking. Follow the next out-breath. Yeah. Into the core of your body, mind, being. Just follow that out-breath down into wherever you naturally settle. And just notice there the quality and tone of your radiating presence, and notice the steadiness that is always there. It's always here in your internal center of gravity. Now, if you haven't already, bring your awareness to your chest area, to your heart space. Remember that the light of love naturally fills your heart space. It naturally emanates from your heart. And take some time now as you feel into the energy and light in your heart, sending light, love, blessings, whatever makes sense to you, sending them to Ukraine, either to situations there or to the spirit of Ukraine, however it makes sense for you. And I'll be silent now for a bit of time as we focus on this meditative practice of subtle activism. And as we get ready now to close this meditation, remember that your radiating presence is a gift to the world that no one else can offer. It matters that you are here, and it matters that you share yourself, your uniqueness, with our world. And so as we begin to come back now, let's recognize that in this moment, we are one resonating energy organism comprised of the unique presence of each and every one of us. And in this moment, our presence is a gift to our world. And so it is. Thank you.